from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
Well, now that the final bunch of information about the Clone Wars has been unclassified, everyone keeps asking me about Order 66. How could those heartless troopers turn on those noble Jedi? It's simple. Loyalty. See, loyalty is just another thing we troopers have. Lots of people think Order 66 was some sort of bioengineered trigger bred into the clones, but it wasn't. The Order was taught and trained to the clones from the moment they were born, or hatched, or whatever. Think of it as one of their 11 general orders. Those of you who've had the balls to serve their country know what I'm talking about. You see, when you're running a republic that happens to have a religious order deeply ingrained in it, you need to think ahead. As everyone knows, people are willing to kill and die for their beliefs. And anyone could see that it was just a matter of time before the Jedi turned on the Republic and tried to overthrow it. It's just a simple case of loyalty to the Republic, which is more than I can say about the Jedi. No loyalty whatsoever. You start to show emotion or attachment to anything and bam! They disown you at best and chop you into little bite-sized bits at worst. Say, this is a dandy speeder, Master Windu. I love it. You know, that Padme is a strikingly beautiful woman. You know, when I get a little angry, my power increases. Yet, it's not nearly as bad as Master Yoda whined about. I bet if we all practiced it a bit, we could serve the people even better. See? Just plain unloyal. And that alone earned them everything they got. Let's also take into consideration the way the clones were viewed by the high and mighty Jedi Order. The Jedi, who supposedly cherish all life, had no issues with using these men as cannon fodder to wage their little war against the Separatists. Do you see any scene whatsoever of a Jedi defending clones? No. But you see plenty of the exact opposite, with no thanks whatsoever. Hey, as far as the Jedi are concerned, clones aren't real people anyway, just grown tools. Some people were shocked to see Commander Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi's friend, turn against him so easily. But let's take something else into consideration. That goddamn noisy Varactyl. That thing must have given away everyone's position at least 20 times. And I'm sure Cody was happy to finally put a bullet in it, even more than the two-faced Kenobi. Now, if you had to work under these conditions with such arrogant bastards deciding your fate, you'd not only follow Order 66, but you'd be counting down the days until that order was given. I know I would be. There was nothing evil about this order anyhow. It was a simple house-cleaning type of thing. They turned against the Chancellor, and therefore the Republic. They were out for power, and the brave soldiers of the Grand Army of the Republic stopped them. Dead. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
Following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View. All rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.